This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. It's Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. It was back in 1969, Peggy Lee sang a song. It was called Is That All There Is? Now, it was a big hit back then, 1969. And I think of the question, is that all there is? And I think it's a question, probably put in other ways, but it's been asked by people over the many centuries. What is the meaning of life? In other words, is this all there is? People say, well, why am I here? What's life really all about? What's the purpose of my existence? Now, this song by Peggy Lee said, is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then she said, let's keep dancing. Let's bring out the booze and have a ball if that's all there is. Now, I think the songs I think about is asking the question, is there any meaning to life or any deep and meaningful meaning to life? And I think we all experience questions like that. There's pain in our lives. Maybe you've been through pain, a broken relationship. You might have had a friend who died or even the feeling of being betrayed. And so there are times when we tend to look deeper into our own life and ask these big questions like, is this all there is? And these, I think, are really quite profound questions. And they're the sort of questions you normally wouldn't ask at a barbecue. But maybe we're too busy making a living, or some of us say, what am I supposed to be doing? I don't really know. Now, I've said this before, but it's especially difficult, I think, for those of us who are getting on in years, and we look back on our lives with a sense of sadness because we say, yes, the years have flown by and I've lost so many opportunities. And I think the truth is that at some stage in our lives, we have worries and concerns about the quality of life. What have I got to offer the world? Not only to my friends and family, but what can I do that's meaningful? Does what I say really matter anymore? Does it really matter what I think? So I think what we're saying today is that we need to have a sense of purpose. And I think this is the real issue. Human beings need to be needed to have a sense of belonging, to grow and to learn and experience the goodness of life in all its variety. It was Lewis Carroll's famous 19th century children's book called Alice Through the Looking Glass. You've probably heard of that. And in the final chapter of this marvellous book, there's a statement and a poem which says, life, what is it but a dream? And our ancestors felt compelled to worship the sun and the moon. They even offered sacrifices and prayed to them. But they needed something bigger than themselves. And that's been something that's gone on for many, many centuries. So we're on a search in this life, a search for meaning and a search for fulfillment. And I think a question is, how do you deal with the empty spots in our lives? How do we deal with that sense of failing, maybe financial problems, bankrupt relationships, a broken home, and the hopes that have been dashed? I like J.P. Morland's quote. He wrote a book called Kingdom Triangle. And I think he's spot on. He says, the current addiction to the cult of celebrity and professional sports, along with our preoccupation with happiness, he says, tells us something about our true nature and the bankruptcy of our culture. Well, there's no debating the reality that people are hungry today. No one knows that better than the people who are trying to sell things to fill your heart. I don't mean physically hungry, necessarily. But whether the advertisers are there selling sex or beauty or talent or sports or whatever it is, they are capitalizing on something that people are starving for something more in life. And there's no question in my mind that the very things provided to fill this hunger actually fail. People are like a hummingbird that feeds at the feeder that's there filled with artificial sweetener. And this bird thinks it's getting all the nutrients, but as they gorge themselves on emptiness, these hummingbirds can actually starve themselves to death. And I think in a sense, as an illustration, that's what's happening to us today. We fill ourselves with spiritual substitutes, and then we wonder why we cry out for meaningful things. Well, dear God, how great it is to know amidst all these questions that you do not change. Things in our world are always changing, but you remain the same, and your promises, Lord, can be relied on. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.